I'm John Moenkel with today's Radio on the Go Sports for Tuesday, November 21st. Here's what happened on Monday in girls basketball. Number 9 in 2A Applington Parkersburg beat Hampton Dumont Cal 55-22 as aired on 99 The Wave. Southeast Valley beat Clary and Goldfield Dows 67-38. BCLUW beat Clarksville 60-34. And North Butler beat South Winneshiek 47-30. In men's basketball at the Cayman Islands Classic, Stephen F. Austin beat Drake 92-68. In women's basketball, Iowa State beat Southern 78-60 as aired on 104.9 KLMJ. And Nyack beat the Graceland JV 94-68. Here's what's happening today in girls basketball. AGWSR will host BCLUW. Number 1 and 2A Dyke New Hartford will be at number 13 and 4A Decorah. Iowa Falls Alden will be at West Marshall, and West Fork will be at North Iowa. Men's college basketball, Wartburg will host Luther. Women's basketball, Wartburg will host Luther. And in men's wrestling, Ellsworth will be at Labatt. Here's my recap of the Applington Parkersburg at Hampton Dumont Cal girls basketball game on Monday night. I'm John Moenkel reporting from the Hampton Dumont Cal gym, where on Monday night, the number 9 and 2A Applington Parkersburg girls basketball team defeated Hampton Dumont Cal 55-22 in the season opener for both teams. Applington Parkersburg raced out to a really strong start. In fact, they led 13-3 after the first period of play, held Hampton Dumont Cal with just 9 points in the first half. So really a strong start for Applington Parkersburg. And as we mentioned on the broadcast, you know, certainly spurts of greatness and things to work on. Some kind of sloppy things here in the season opener for both sides, as would be expected. But the Falcons ended up running away with the victory. Turnovers were certainly abundant for both sides. Falcons had 24, the Bulldogs had 25. But Falcon head coach Brady Driscoll says his team kind of weathered the storm in the season opener and was able to pull away and get some of the reserves in at the end of the game and cruise to a season opening victory.
Came out hot, had a good stretch in the first quarter. Couple-minute stretch where we really pushed the pace. Posts ran really well. We looked up. We threw it ahead and got some easy baskets that way. Happy to see the girls execute against, you know, they ran some man, they ran some zone, kind of executed against both. And then defensively, solid too. You know, offense really for us starts with our defense. If we get tips and deflections and runouts, that's better for us. And they did a really good job from the jump, I thought, of getting out and going.
Kendall Reihert had 19 points to lead AP, followed by Peyton Closter's 15. The Bulldogs were led by Jade Johnson and Charlie Morton with 6 points apiece. So the Bulldogs move to 0-1. They will be back in action on Tuesday, November 28th, by hosting Nevada. Applington Parkersburg moves to 1-0. They will be back in action Tuesday, November 28th at Sumner Fredericksburg, a game that will air on 99 The Wave. Once again, the final score, number 9 and 2A, Applington Parkersburg 55, Hampton Dumont Cal 22. I'm John Moenkel reporting from Hampton for Radio on the Go Sports. Ranked girls basketball teams will meet tonight when number 1 and 2A Dyke New Hartford travels to number 13 and 4A Decorah. It'll be the season opener for both teams. The Wolverines are coming off a 26-1 season, which concluded with the program's third consecutive Class 2A state title. They return three starters, including first-team All-State players Jaden Peterson and Peyton Peterson, last year's scoring leaders. Head coach Bruce Dahl says the season opener against a fellow-ranked opponent will be a formidable challenge.
Decorah was on the schedule from last year, and we felt it was important to play them again because they're a bigger school and they're able to provide three games because our numbers have always been pretty good that we're able to play three games as well. And I expect that to be a tough battle.
Decorah is coming off a 21-3 season, which ended in the state quarterfinals. They return one starter, leading scorer, and first-team All-State player Yasmin Witsit, but will look to make up ground with some underclassmen. The opening tip-off is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. The AGWSR girls basketball team will begin its season tonight by hosting BCLUW in non-conference action. The Cougars are coming off a 23-2 season, which ended with a regional final appearance. They have three returning starters, but will be without last year's leading scorer and third-team All-State player Nakia Olivier, who moved out of the district. Center Josie Cooper is the top returning scorer after recording 14.5 points on 51% shooting and nearly 9 rebounds per game. Head coach Mike Finger says the non-conference portion of the schedule will test his team.
We have a challenging schedule for sure. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. BCL, I think, will probably be better than they were last year as well. So I think all around, up and down our schedule, there won't be many teams that we play this year that aren't measurably better than they were last year. So that provides a lot of great challenge for us.
BCLUW is 1-0 after a 60-34 win over Clarksville on Monday. They went 9-13 last year, but four starters, including the top three scorers, are back. Last year, Sydney Anderson led with 10.2 points per game, and Grace Farnsworth scored nearly 9 per game on 53% shooting and was the leading rebounder with 8 per game. AGWSR won 63-23 last year when the teams met in the season opener. The tip-off is scheduled for 7:15 p.m. The Iowa Falls Alden girls basketball team will play its first road game of the season against West Marshall tonight. The cadets are looking for their first 2-0 start since 2020. Iowa Falls Alden enters after a 56-50 win over South Hardin in the season opener on Friday. They were led by a balanced effort of Ella Shire with 17 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists, Addison Dennis with 15 points and 8 rebounds, and Brooklyn Handeland with 14 points. Head coach Brandon Uhlenberg says some keys for the offensive production are keeping the ball moving and having multiple players scoring.
We're at our best when we share the ball and we play inside out. So if we get some post touches and kickouts to some of our shooters where they can catch in rhythm, that's great for us. Being able to put the ball on the floor and attack the rim and get to the free throw line. If we can continue to do those things within the team concept and have that spread out scoring, I think we're a lot harder to guard. And there were times Friday night I thought we were a little stagnant and didn't move enough on offense. But when we got the ball moving and kind of played inside out and shared the ball, I thought we were really good offensively.
It'll be the season opener for West Marshall after a 23-2 finish last year that included a trip to the Class 3A state quarterfinals. They return second-leading scorer and steals leader, junior Bella Borgos, who averaged 16.6 points per game and added 79 steals last year. Uhlenberg says, for defensive success, the cadets are focused on identifying the right guarding matchups to lock down playmakers.
The biggest thing is making sure that we can identify the shooters and know the person that we're guarding, what their skill level is, what their, you know, their attributes they bring to their team, to make sure we get the right matchups and identify that. There were a few times Friday night where we got lost and in a switch possibly and didn't really know for sure and didn't get out on shooters and they'd knock it down. But, you know, just kind of cleaning that up, but making sure that we identify the other team's personnel and get good matchups that are in our favor.
West Marshall has won four straight in the series, including last year's 55-42 win in Iowa Falls. The cadets are looking for their first win in the series since 2018. Action will begin at 7:30 p.m. Find more sports at RadioOnTheGo.com and wherever podcasts are found. I'm John Mowinkle reporting.